love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me
home. Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Today is February 15th, 2012. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. We have our guest, the real Freeway Rick Ross, and he's coming to us from South Central LA. He's known as one of the largest and notorious drug kingpins in American history. So Rick's been on our show before. We're going to welcome him back tonight. Before I do that, let me introduce my co-host, Boyd, to the show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome for tuning in, and we thank you for tuning in every week. And like the missus said, we got my homeboy, the real Free Rick Ross, on here to update you on what he got going on and keeping the public enlightened on what's happening with him. So without further ado, we're going to pass that mic to my man, the real Rick Ross, and let him introduce himself formally to the fans.
What up, boys?
What
How y'all
you,
doing?
Rick? We good, man.
You know, just getting it in, man. Just getting it in. Just left Detroit. You know what I'm saying? Man, had a ball down there, you know. Just getting it in, man. Do how we do it.
You already know it, man. You know, we had you on when you first got out in 09, but, you know, it's 2012, and we want you to update the fans on what's happening with you, man, with all these good things that's going on. Like you said, you just left my hometown, Detroit, put in a lot of work down there with the youth and the people, and we're proud of that. So let's bring it to them.
Man, you know, I've just been doing my thing, man. You know, I've been having some success and some downs as well. You know, everything ain't been smooth sailing, but for the most part, you know, I'm still kicking, you know, still putting my thing together. My speaking engagements, they're coming along better now. You know, I'm getting more bookings. So, you know, overall, man, you know, things are coming well. You know, I'm in the middle of that lawsuit right now. I'm hoping to have a court date, you know, with the guy who stole my name and my identity and Universal and Def Jam, you know, who are perpetrating a fraud. I'm hoping to get my day in court with them, you know, so hopefully I can get my name back. Still working on the movie, man, trying to raise the financing for the movie. You know, if anybody out there want to invest in a blockbuster, you know what I'm saying, give me a holler. You know, man, just, you know, just really been getting it in, man. Spoke to a group of foster kids yesterday at Southwest College. And, man, just overall, just, you know, just making it, man, just trying to grind my way back into society.
My man, and we appreciate that, man, you know what I mean? And I want you to let the people know, man, you know, about this court date that you are looking forward to having. And, you know, why do you feel that was so disrespectful that he didn't even pay homage to the man who put the name on the map, you know what I mean? So how did that make you feel, my man Rick?
Well, you know, it let me know how small-minded he was, you know, to come into a room, you know what I'm saying, and not acknowledge the man that had basically gave him everything that he has right now. You know, all of his wealth, you know, came off of my hard work, my sweat, my tears, the 20 years that I spent in prison, you know what I'm saying? That's how he basically got in the game. And he told me that himself, you know, at his own mouth. So I know, you know, how much I did for him, and to have him, you know, to come in the room and acknowledge everybody in the room except myself, and then give me, you know, a look, you know what I'm saying, that was, you know, kind of a girlish look rolling his eyes, you know, it really, like, irked me.
Right, and can you go back, Rick, a little bit for those that don't know what we're talking about, and let them know a little bit about who he was. You know, his name was, I believe, William Roberts. He was a corrections officer. Let us know a little bit about who he was and then how he ended up with your name.
Yeah, well, you know, he was a correctional officer, and I guess while he was in jail, you know, somebody had put him up on me and what I was doing, and he just adopted my whole persona, you know. He became me, even as far as tattooing my name across his hand. So, you know, it's just really, really crazy that somebody would do that, you know. We just take a person's whole name and start to use it as their own.
Right, right. And with that being said, then, Rick, you know, why you feel he didn't pay homage to the guy, you know, who put it on the map like yourself? I mean, you know, like a real player would have just said, hey, man, let me get on your visitors list and, you know, I need to sit down and holler at you and see where we can go from there. You know, I think that would have been a feasible thing for the guy to do, don't you?
Absolutely. I thought that would have been, you know, the first thing I thought he should have did was, you know, put $100 in the mail, you know, and put some on the book and let me know, you know what I'm saying, that the book was cool, you know, that I had phone money and commissary money.
My man. And a little bit in the background, Rick, whoever in the background, can you tell them to chill the noise down a little bit for the fans can hear you real clear?
Yeah, yeah. I'm on the radio. Not so loud. Yeah, I told him.
Yeah, back at it, baby. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we got to make sure the people hear you all the way clear. You feel me? Because you're
right.
Bringing the real to them. So we want to make sure the eardrums ain't stuck. You feel me?
For sure, for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, how you think it's looking for you, man, with this court date coming up, man? Because, I mean, it's plain and simple that the guy didn't know no Noriega and nobody owed him no favors or none of that. You know what I mean? So how you feel that this next judge going to look at it? Is you looking forward to get squashed right then, or you study bank?
Well, we hoping that we get to a jury trial. The jury would, in my opinion, is gonna nail him to the cross, you know, to go to trial here in Los Angeles in front of a Los Angeles jury, and has taken, you know, a Los Angeles name that's well respected out here on these streets, you know, way more than what he may think. They're gonna be in for a rude awakening if they go to trial on this year in here in Los Angeles.
Right, and that's what I'm praying and hoping that it be at in L.A. because
definitely going to be in L.A. You know, it's in L.A.
Everybody in L.A. know where the name started from, and they know it didn't start from no rapper name, whatever his name is. They know it didn't start from there.
Yeah, it's definitely a L.A. state case, so we'll definitely be having trial here.
My man, that's what I'm talking about, you know what I mean? So he have to travel to the state of L.A., you know what I mean, to look like a fool on national TV when he could have just squashed that long time ago before you ever even stepped down.
Ain't no question. And it ain't going to be no friendly crowd out there, you know, because these youngsters here really don't appreciate what he did, you know, by taking my name. And then, you know, when they hear him in court, well, I know he ain't going to clown in court like he did in his deposition, but if he do, he really, really will be in for a rude awakening.
Oh, ain't no mystery, man. And everybody in America know that, man, you know. But besides that, Rick, what's happening with your music game, man? Let's talk about your music game with your artists and things. What's happening with that?
Well, I had a meeting yesterday with Delicious Vinyl, and me and the president of Delicious Vinyl, we're putting our heads together, and we're going to try to put something out together, you know what I'm saying, and make something happen on the music tip. So we're working on that right now as well.
That's what's happening, you know what I mean, because, you know, it's very important that the fans know that you just ain't touching up on one element of the game. You know, you got your hands all the way around the board trying to not only educate these youth, but show them another route, you know what I mean, besides the down sparrow route.
Exactly. We touched a whole lot of bases, you know, with the trucking company. We're going to do a course for booking loads for trucks. We're going to be teaching young people how to book the loads, because that's a real good job that a lot of people don't know about. So, you know, we basically just touch on a lot of different avenues, you know, for a lot of different people, and basically lacing them up on all the different things that that they can do to get some money and get out these streets.
That's what's up, man. And I've seen that you was hiring at the trucking company, and if you want to give out some information to the fans where they're in the L.A. area and looking for a job, let them know where they can, you know, get that information from.
Well, all the information is on freewayenterprise.com. They can go there and get all the information they need about the trucking company, about booking the loads. Also, you know, we got that Indian hair, too. If anybody want to sell that Indian hair, you know, I got a good plug on that. I can get you rolling in that as well. But all the information, they can go to freewayenterprise.com and get everything they need. And, man, we're just trying to get our people off the streets, you know, because me and you both know that the streets don't love you back.
We already know it, man, and we appreciate that you're always, you know, down with that. I'm going to let the fans know something that people don't know, Rick. Freeway, the first one that ever put me up on name.com. I had no idea about that, you know what I mean? So Rick started communicating with me, and he wrote me and started telling me about his name website before he got down in 09. And that's how me and my wife got in tune with the name.com thing. So wanted to give you big ups on that, Rick, for even introducing me to that game. And you see what the queen done took that name.com to, you know?
Yeah. Well, I already know you're a go-getter, so I know you're going to go get yours, and we just got to keep teaching everybody else to get theirs as well.
Amen, man. I'm going to pass the mic to the missus right quick, Rick.
All right.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for joining us again. Hey, just talk a little bit about, you know, we know that ex-felons and ex-offenders have a really hard time finding a job once they come home from prison. Can you tell us some of the ups and downs that you've gone through, and maybe some of the struggles and successes that you've seen out here since you've been home? And then, you know, maybe we can let some of the people know what they can do to maybe further their careers out here.
Well, you know, it's always tough when you're an ex-offender, you know, because most people don't know which direction you're going. And a lot of people feel that, you know, once you commit a crime, you're always a criminal, and they don't want to give us a chance. I've been having my hardest part basically with my PO, though. You know, he's been my biggest fight. I don't really have a problem with getting a job. If I wanted a job, you know, I pretty much educated myself while I was gone. So I think I'm overqualified right now to get a job, and if I wanted any job out here that I want, I know how to go get it. So I would let everybody know, if you're an ex-offender or offender or whatever, that the best thing that you can do is educate yourself to whatever field it is that you're going into, and once you put in the work, then you should be good on getting whatever job you want, you know. And another thing that I do is I'm not controlled by money. You know, money is not my motivation. Money is not the reason that I get up every morning. Money is not the reason that I go to bed late at night. You know, it's that I do that because I want to see the world a better place.
Right. And education, we know, plays a big part of that. So whether, you know, you're getting educated in the prison or you can get some education out of the prison, that's definitely going to take you a lot further in anything that you want to do.
Exactly. You got to be educated.
And tell us a little bit more about your trucking company that you started.
Well, you know, I started this trucking company off with one old truck. I'm up to 5 trucks right now. All 5 are not on the road, but they're very close to being. and you know, I'm just pushing. You know, my goal is to get up to 100 trucks one day and just, you know, continue to offer jobs and opportunity for people at large and you know, just study trying to make the world a better place, you know, with everything I do.
Right. Now, you're still working on your documentary, and were you out at Crenshaw School recently doing some filming for that?
Yeah, I was at Crenshaw High School last Thursday. We really had a good time there. The kids were very, very receptive. Then we got it in, you know, had a good time. They invited me to come back. I spoke to a classroom with maybe 20 kids, maybe 25, but I've been invited back to come and speak to the whole gym. I mean, the whole auditorium.
Good. So you were just filming part of your documentary there?
Huh?
You were just filming part of your documentary there that day?
Yeah, we did film some documentary there. We also had a camera crew from Europe that was also there with us, and they were filming what they called Life in a Day with Rick Ross. So we filmed that as well, and you know, we had a good time. I thought the shoot went well. I enjoyed the guys from Europe, and I believe that they enjoyed me as well.
Awesome, awesome. So when will the documentary be finished?
Well, we hope the documentary will come out in around June, July, maybe August. So we're figuring it's about another 4-ish, 5 months, maybe 6 at the most. And you guys are going to get to see my first documentary that I produced myself. I also just finished a movie called The Lost Ghost Tape. And we're looking for distribution on that right now. We should have a deal lined up with that in the next maybe month or so.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing your documentary, your book, and your biopic movie. So
they should be hot.
All right, Rick, man. So we want you to let the people know when next film come out, is you going to be looking for any extras in your movie or anything like that?
Well, you know, they can go on Freeway Enterprise and find all that out. We're going to be trying to use members off our site to do everything that we do. You know, we try to use people that we work with, people that we're familiar with to get it in.
My man, and I like that too, man. I really like how you do that, and I respect you on that, because that means everybody on your movement site is already tuned in daily on what's going on with Freeway Rick Ross. So it's not like a new bird coming in, and you got to teach him how to sing.
Exactly.
Right, right. So what shout outs would you like to give anybody, Rick, man, you know?
I didn't hear you.
I say, what shout-outs would you like to give anybody?
Well, you know what? I'm going to give shout-outs to all the brothers locked down. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keep your head up. You know what I'm saying? We out here fighting, trying to change these laws. You know what I'm saying? Trying to right this wrong that's been done. And to everybody else out there, you know, you hustlers, street hustlers, I know where you at. I've been there. You know what I'm saying? But you can always get out. There's a better way. There's some people like me, Rob Boyd, and others that want to help you. So reach out to us and let us help you get up out the street. And with that, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to end with one love, freewayenterprise.com.
All right, Rick, man. And I'm going to pass it to the wife, man, and then she'll say her last words to you.
Okay.
All right, well, we just appreciate you coming on and giving us all the fans an update on what you're doing, and you know, we look forward to working with you, networking with you, and to, you know, continued success in everything that you do.
All the time, all the time. Y'all keep doing what y'all do. We appreciate y'all. We need y'all out here keeping it real, keeping it 100.
That's right.
All right. One love.
Right.
One love.
All right,
peace,
man. We holler at you, man. Be good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you was tuned in to my man Rick Ross tonight. He bees on the move, so you know, he stayed a short minute with us. But we want everybody to know in the Arizona area that we're having a book signing at Seven Cups of Coffee, and that's in Maricopa, Arizona. And we want you to come on out and enjoy yourself out there. And if you're on Facebook or our movement site, you'll see all the information out there, you know. So we're asking everybody to join on in. And also we're asking everybody to log on to our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.name.com. We got the clothes line out now, so check out our catalog, order your clothes, order the books, Never Hit a Woman, The Streets Don't Love You Back, and just check out all the updates, you know what I mean? We got a lot going on, you know? And I'll let my missus say some things, and we're going to do a commercial, and we'll be right back.
An awesome product with an untapped market, a debt-free global company with operations all over the world, a compensation plan that is unmatched in the industry. Add it all up, and you have the hottest opportunity on the planet today. An opportunity that is about to launch into massive global momentum. Never before has such market timing happened in this industry. Look, the internet is here. Billionaires have already been created. But it's not too late. Why? Because the future is not email and texting. It's about video. And My Video Talk is the company that is going to bring video to the masses. And you can be part of it. Our product is state-of-the-art, easy to use, and priced to sell. Instead of spending millions on TV and advertising, we decided to pay people like you. The product is awesome. The market is huge. The timing is now. Look, this is a global business. It is already proven. People around the globe are making millions. But the company just launched in the U.S., and the U.S. is the biggest market for these products. Are you kidding me? I mean, if you went to a street corner and asked 1,000 people if they know about My Video Talk, chances are maybe only one person would have even heard about it. That means you are in the perfect place right now to capitalize, to be first to market and first to profit. A business that you own with no employees, no inventory, and no headaches. Look, the demand is huge, the company is solid, and the money is absolutely awesome. Don't wait. Get started today.
Welcome back to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. You're here with Boyd and Lucinda. And if you'd like to have any more information about My Video Talk, one of the new hottest platforms out there to brand your business, or if you just want to start a part-time business, let us know, and we'll get you started. We're going to go ahead and close out tonight. We've had a short show tonight, just a little update with the Freeway Rick Ross, and we're going to be back here next week with a full show, and we appreciate all of you tuning in with us, and we appreciate all of your support, and anything else with you, Ben?
No, we're just thanking everybody for tuning in every week, and just keep updated with us. And once again, like I speak out to everybody, you know, we got to stop talking about so much about war on drugs, and we got to talk about a lot about war on, you know, just domestic violence. You know what I mean, towards our women and kids. You know, drugs been talked about over and over and over, and you know. That ain't gonna stop because there's too much money involved and too much political thing in that. So drugs gonna be around and way after we dead and gone. But you know, we don't have to deal with drugs. You feel me? We can get educated and have some positive in life, but we must speak out and talk more about just domestic violence towards our women and kids and change these abuse laws. So we must speak on that more so now than ever, and to help save these lives. But God bless. Take care, and we'll see you here next week.
And next up, we have guest Mr. Edward James Nance from Fresno, California, now residing in Dallas, Texas. He's going to talk about how heroin took the lives, heroin and AIDS both took the lives of two of his brothers and one of his sisters, and how that impacted him and the rest of his family. So we are looking forward to hearing his story next Wednesday night. Please join us, and until then, have a great week, and remember, the streets don't love you back. We are going to play one more song as we leave tonight, and we hope you enjoy this song You Played Yourself by RB and Struggle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is B.O.Y.D. and Struggle coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Dyke and Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys and Cincy that's always kept it real. And to the clear haters, this goes out to you.
No need to look any further. Look like brother, what you thought? Boy, rap is knocking you out like Robert Tussin does it go. Made you pull up with this northern exposure. Smoking Doja, and I'm coming on the real. Yes, the real, I thought I told you. And I'm keeping it to your bloodstream just like HIV. Stand away from all them player hating people with degrees. It's time to come up. Why do you better not run up? Because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bogus. Struggle's here to let you know this. That you never ever be a part of the dope. Who put your faith in the spot? Who cooled it off when it was hot? Who made it live when it was? Now you can't even speak. It's time to nut check. Time for respect. Time to break necks. You wanted out for family. Now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls that wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself. Now who's cool? Hey, girl, you played yourself. No, 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 you played yourself. Hey, girl, you played yourself. You played yourself. Hey, girl, you played yourself. Wait a minute. You played yourself because you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself. Trying to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So how's your health? Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game. Cause everything you do bad gonna come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain. About to shake the ground for all you back stabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hint from my partner.
Break it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm making it back up in you to dissect you like a chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career's finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real. You had a taste of both sides. Not how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, 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 you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that bitter dick on the backstabbing brother behind my back. But in my face, you be like Struggle, yo. Where the party at? I be like push on. Get on, get out my face, partner. Cause ain't no love lost, it ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me. Took food from my face, but you have been acting kinda shady lately. So I got to push you to the curb, fly away like a bird. Partner, you need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, Imano, Imano, we would've squashed it at the gate. But you chose to segregate. Play a hate, get it straight. Partner, you played yourself.
No, 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 you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggling I'll be. Your negativity be struggling against my surface. Cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Answering all your questions like my name was Pat Sajak. Jesus had 12 disciples and one wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should to mess with you, so I'm gonna do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers, sick as fluid soldiers, known to turn your body black and blue. I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on. See, if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone or wrong cheek. It ain't no me and us, it ain't no he and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pull a trigger for. You a freaking beard for. Now you just that off-brand nigga roll. You played yourself. No, 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 no. I said you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, partner, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them. But don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
Why did you test me in this game, player? I told you don't ever tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real now. You should've kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should understood. So why did you play yourself, player? I look at you all the time. When you don't think I see you, I see you. Boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.
Come on. Bring it in. Come on.
And I don't think you should ever deal with you again.
And if you're on the radio,
sometimes I know you had nightmares waking up sweating.